The Senate will be in order. Will everyone in the Senate and the galleries please rise for the prayer by the Reverend Gock and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
From the 139th Psalm we hear, "When I awake, I am still with you." Heavenly Father, you know how often we wake in the midst of the night, knowing there is yet so much more that we need to accomplish. The pressure is beginning to grow that we need to be on top of so many things, and we work so many hours to do them, and yet there is still more to be done. So grant us grace sufficient for us to deal with what comes our way, and direct our hearts and minds that fit best with what you desire. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Good job. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Searpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Leibla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator the 14th. Senator 14th is here. Senator from St. Francis. Senator from St. Francis is here. Senator from the 2nd. Senator from the 2nd is here. Senator from Butler?
I'm
here. Senator Lewis? I'm here. Senator Lewis is here. A quorum being present, the Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 51st day, Tuesday, April 10th, 2018. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment. President Parson in the chair. Reverend Gock offered the following prayer. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he.
Senator McCall, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
Senator McCall has moved that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as fully read. Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none. Senator from Cole, you're recognized. Close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Those of the opinion that motion shall prevail say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Introduction of guests. Senator from Cole.
Mr. President, thank you. For the benefit of the body, Mr. President, Darren McCann from KSNF-TV in Joplin has been granted permission to take photos and videos in the Senate chamber today.
It will be referred in the journal. Senator from?
Cole,
what purpose do you rise?
President, what order of business are we on?
You're on order of business of announcements.
Of introduction?
I'm sorry, introduction of guests.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you for recognizing me. Mr. President, it's my pleasure today to introduce a family that I've just met today, but it's been very interesting talking to them. They are on my right and your left. For one is my neighbor, Michelle Kaywood, and for the benefit of the body, they're special because they're my neighbor, but they're even more special because her husband, the doctor, takes care of my 90-year-old mother, so which I am grateful for. And Michelle's friends are here, Christina, Mark, Loek, did I say that right? Loek Studer, and Emma and Thomas Zohar, thank you. They're visiting from Lausanne, Switzerland, Mr. President. That's about 45 minutes from Geneva, which is a French-speaking region. I'd ask the Senate make these fine guests from Switzerland feel welcome in the Missouri Senate chamber today.
Would the guest of the Senate from Cole please rise and be recognized by the Missouri Senate chamber? Introduction of guests. Senator from Franklin, what purpose you're up?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a couple guests I'd like to introduce.
Senator, you may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today, I have with us the doctor of the day, Dr. Thomas Stamos. He is from Chesterfield. He is with the Mercy Medical Group. He is in bringing his good hands to care for the members here today, and I'd appreciate it if the body would make him feel welcome.
Let's please welcome the doctor of the day and the guest from the Senator from Franklin to the Missouri Senate chamber. Senator from the 7th, what purpose do you rise? Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I apologize, but I have some other guests here as well. They are from my hometown of Sullivan, Missouri. They are here today with the Petroleum Marketers Group. Todd and Jack Blanton are here today, and good friends and constituents of mine, and I would love for this chamber to make them feel welcome.
Would the guests of the Senator from Franklin please rise and be recognized by the Missouri Senate chamber? Senator from the 7th, and thank you. Senator from the 7th, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, visiting today on my left and your right, also representing the Petroleum Marketing Group, is Mary Braddock and her son, Selvine, and her brother, Bill Miners. They are also, Mary is also the cousin of the Senator from the 8th. I ask you to make my guests feel welcome, and I'd ask that Selvine be made page for a day to serve without compensation.
Let's please welcome the guest from the Senator from the 7th, and he will be made page for the day. And please welcome the guest of the Senator from the 7th. Senator from Webster.
Thank you, Mr. President. Introducing a special guest, please.
Senator, you may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, you're facing and in the upper gallery, looking down upon us. I have a great bunch of students from Webster County, from Marshfield. Their teacher is Mrs. Plemons, and they were with the government scholars from the Marshfield High School. I'm privileged to have the biggest group in the Senate today, and I very much appreciate that. Bunch of good kids. Would like for the Senate to make them feel welcome, please.
Would the guests of the Senator from Webster please rise and be recognized by the Missouri Senate chamber? Introduction of guests. Senator from Cape Girardeau, what purpose do you rise?
President, introduce a special guest on my right and your left. I'm honored to introduce David Kim, who's from St. Louis. He's a choral fellow, and he's shadowing me today. So make David welcome.
Would the guests of the Senator from Cape Girardeau please rise and be recognized by the Missouri Senate chamber? Introduction of guests. Hearing none. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Hearing none. Resolutions. Hearing none. Concurrent resolutions. Hearing none. Senator from Cole.
President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committee. Senator from Butler, what purpose do you rise?
I inquire the Senator from Cole.
Senator from Cole, do you yield to inquire the Senator from Butler?
I do.
Senator from Butler, you may proceed.
Senator, I just wanted to make you aware, and I know you're aware of it, because we've had an absence of a lot of senators on the other side of the building the last couple days. It's amazing. It's amazing how many senators I have met down in the garage headed for the House conference room, committee rooms.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's because Senate bills are being heard in the House.
Well, I just wanted to report to you. I know you've been busy up here on the third floor, but I've been over there myself quite a bit lately, and it's just amazing the steady stream of senators that we've got going over and getting their bills heard.
I'm glad you are keeping us abreast of the movement
of
Senate bills.
I'm only doing that because I know you're on the third floor, and I'm down in the junior penthouse area, down on the second floor, and it's easier for me to get down into the basement and go over.
Do you know, and you probably realize, I frequent the basement quite often because you know what's down there. Food.
I know.
Yeah, the restaurant.
I know.
Right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Senator.
Senator from Webster, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Fiscal Oversight has a report.
Please send your reports forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Committee Substitute House Bill 1329, begs leave to report that it has considered same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Committee Substitute House Committee Substitute House Bill 1991, begs leave to report that it has considered same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 2044, begs leave to report that it has considered same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Committee Substitute, House Committee Substitute for House Bills 1288, 1377, and 2050, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Committee Substitute, House Committee Substitute, House Bill 1286, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Committee Substitute, Senate Bill 1050, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Joint Resolution 27, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Cunningham, Chairman.
Senator Green, do you have a report?
I do, Mr. President. Your Committee on Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence.
Send the report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, to which was referred House Bill 2101, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Respectfully submitted, Senator Dixon, Chairman.
Senator from St. Genevieve.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your hardworking Senate Education Committee has a report.
Send the report forward.
Mr. President, your Committee on Education, to which was referred House Committee Substitute House Bill 1455, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Education, to which was referred House Bill 1573, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Education, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1663, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute here to attach do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Education, to which was referred House Bill 1675, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Education, to which was referred House Bill 1676, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Respectfully submitted, Senator Romine, Chairman.
Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety has a report.
That would be Mr. President.
That
thank
is.
You. Thank you. Send the report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, to which was referred House Bill 2330, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Respectfully submitted, Senator Schatz, Chairman.
Senator from the second.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Your Committee on General Laws has a report.
That would be Mr. President, Senator from the second. I'm not ready to be term limited yet, Senator. Almost. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on General Laws, to which was referred House Bill 1247, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Respectfully submitted, Senator Onder, Chairman.
Senator the 14th, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to inquire of the Senator from the 18th.
Senator from the Lewis. Senator from Lewis, do you yield to an inquiry from the Senator from the 14th?
Yes, I sure do.
Senator from the 14th, you may proceed.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Senator. You know what I'm going to talk about.
Well, I can tell you it snowed on Easter Sunday. It snowed last Sunday, and actually they have predictions out we're going to get snow again this Sunday.
So the first conversation that I had today, I was coming in the garage and they're one of the officers down there, they were like, aren't you the person who talks about morel hunting? And I said, yeah, that's me. And he was like, well, I'm thinking about going out, driving out tomorrow and going morel hunting. And I said, well, I probably would want to go with you because I love morel hunting. So anyway, what I saw is that the temperatures are supposed to be in the 70s for the next 3 days.
My wife just texted me and said that it's 70 degrees up there. And then I look at the weather forecast and it's supposed to snow Sunday.
Oh, my goodness. So what happens? I don't know this. You're the farmer. I'm not. I've been learning about morel hunting for the last 5 or 6 years. So what happens when the ground gets warm enough for, I guess, 3 or 4 days, and then all of a sudden you have that drop off? What happens?
Well, hopefully your ground temperature will stabilize. It has to be probably around 53 to 56 degrees for them to probably come up. So you're going to find them on the south sloping bank first. Of course, you have to have adequate moisture in the upper part of the soil to get them going. I understand they're finding them in South Missouri. Generally, it's about 3 or 4 weeks before we have a good harvest season in North Missouri. But with the crazy weather we've had, I don't know.
Well, I don't know if we've had this discussion or not, but I go to our farmer's market every single weekend, and I used to go to the one in my hometown, and now I go to Soulard because it's something that my dad and I did when I was younger. But there is now a booth just for mushrooms. And I was just so amazed and enthralled. I did not take a picture of this stand with these various types of mushrooms.
Okay.
And I told the guy, I said, look, you know, I want some morel mushrooms and then later on some chanterelle mushrooms because there's this dip. So someone who is really active in education back at home has a recipe, a wonderful chanterelle dip. And so I told him I wanted that, and he said, well, the restaurants come first. And I said, no, I want to be one of your special customers who comes in to get the morel mushrooms and the chanterelle mushrooms.
Did they have morel mushrooms there?
They had a whole bunch of mushrooms, Senator, and I wanted to take a picture, but you should have seen my eyes. I was like a kid in a candy store. I was looking at all of these various types of mushrooms, and I was like, all I was thinking about was, I wonder what kind of sauce I can use for that mushroom, and what kind of sauce for that. So that's what I was thinking. But this weekend, I'm going to take a picture of it because I want you to see it. Some of the stuff, some of the mushrooms are really big and round. I had never seen them before.
Well, the elephant ears, they go by different names.
Well, that's why next week I'm going to take a picture, because I want to go through each one and learn about each one of those mushrooms. I was supposed to join the Mycological Society because I am really into mushrooms, but I haven't done that yet. And so even that distributor said that he hadn't joined the Mycological Society at all. But I just wanted to see if we're expecting any morel mushrooms in the next few days.
I'd say not for a couple weeks, but the Conservation Department has a book. It's about that thick. It talks about all different kinds of mushrooms, the ones that are good to eat and the ones you better not eat.
Yeah. I'm not talking about the mushrooms that people in the urban areas eat. I'm talking about the other ones.
Yeah, well, the book lays out in full detail all the mushrooms that we have in the state of Missouri, the good ones, the bad ones, and the really bad ones.
I've got to check that out, but I wanted to have that conversation with you because the air is getting warmer, and the first thing I think about, in fact, at 3 o'clock this morning, I was talking about morel hunting.
Wow, okay.
That's how dedicated I am, Senator.
I'm just waiting.
All right, thank you.
Thank you,
Mr. President.
Senator of the 24th, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Seeking unanimous consent to introduce a special guest.
Hearing no objection, Senator, you may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, on your left and my right, seated on the bench, we have a Coro Fellow here today. Today's an interesting day to be here in the legislature. She has spent part of her time in budgets, part of her time in executive sessions of hearings here, a hearing in the House, and is now here with us on the Senate floor. Her name is Zoe Bruins, and if you would join me, please, in making Zoe welcome to the Senate.
Will the guests of the Senate from the 24th please rise, and will the members of the Missouri Senate please recognize? Senator from Cole, purpose you rise.
Are we still on the order of business or reports of standing committees?
Yes, we are.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics has a report.
Please send your report forward.
I'm sure it was an oversight by the Senator of Newton.
Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 1023, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Respectfully submitted, Senator Kehoe, Chairman.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, Mr. President, the Senate will go to order of business of third reading of Senate bills, and I would ask that you call the calendar.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of Senate bills for third reading. First up is Senate Joint Resolution 27, Senator from the 7th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Joint Resolution 27 be brought before the body for third read and final passage.
The Senator from the 7th moves that Senate Joint Resolution 27 be taken up for third reading and final passage. As many in the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the 7th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, we had a lengthy conversation over a two-day period last week about this legislation.
Senator, you have another motion.
Oh, I move that Senate Joint Resolution be third put on its final passage.
The Senator from the 7th moves that Senate Joint Resolution 27 be read a third time and put upon its final passage. Senator, do you care to explain your resolution?
Thank you, Mr. President. We had a discussion about this. This will put in front of the voters an opportunity to do two things, really. This legislation does two things. One, it decreases the influence of lobbyists in this building. And two, it increases the experience and the information for legislators. So it decreases the influence of special interests, and it increases the knowledge of legislators. Those two conditions are going to produce better policy for the people. We're going to give the people a chance to decide this. I ask you that you vote yes on this joint resolution so that we can change and create better policy for the state of Missouri. With that, I take any questions.
Senior Senator, desire to be heard. Does Senator from Barton, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Can I inquire the senator from the second?
Senator from the second. Senator from the second. Senator from the second does not appear to be in the chamber. Sergeant Orange, please summons the senator from the second. Senator from the second, do you yield to an inquiry from the senator from Barton?
I do.
Senator from Barton, you may proceed.
Thank you. Thanks, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
Sorry if I pulled you away from discussion, but I was off the floor in much of the debate on this joint resolution and
SGR
did not
27.
Have a chance to engage on it, but I know you were up at one point. We're on SJR 27. And that's the term limits combined with lobbyist gifts.
Yes.
And as I recall, I was on the floor during some of your discussion, and I think you were, I guess, objecting to putting those two kind of oddball in area interests together. In the possible, I guess, confusion of voters about whether this bill is good or bad, and. I don't know, maybe putting a sweet pill with a sour or something else. And I wondered if you still felt that way or whether you'd, you know, kind of where you were on this. I felt like you were accurately describing the bill and what its impact might be at the ballot box if, in fact, it did go to the voters.
Yeah, you know, this is not unique to this joint resolution. Certainly right now, the Clean Missouri Initiative is seeking to do much of the same thing, pair something that voters overwhelmingly favor. I believe banning lobbyist gifts polls something like 85% positive with voters. Pairing it with something that voters aren't necessarily for, which is weakening our current system of term limits.
In the case
of Clean Missouri, of course, they're pairing the lobbyist gift ban with some really crazy system of how to draw districts in our state, which I also oppose. But it's not the first time. I forget how many years ago there was an initiative about personal care attendants, and the teaser line, the thing that the public was supposed to vote on was the proposition that patients should get the opportunity to choose their own personal care attendant. Who would be against that?
Right.
But at the same time, it created a statewide collective bargaining union for unionization purposes. So I don't like that aspect of it. You know, now the issue of we've talked a lot about the idea of whether term limits are a good idea at all, or I do still favor term limits. In fact, yesterday or the day before, we perfected an SJR to propose a Article 5 convention for purposes of creating federal term limits that passed the body just the other day. So I still favor term limits. This idea of whether the 16 years that we can at present serve, we should be able to split it up, not just 8 and 8, but, you know, 4 and 12 or what have you, that's something that's been discussed. You know, and also I think the senator from the fifth offered an amendment. She was concerned about the idea that the clock would be reset for those of us already in the legislature. So in the extreme situation, a legislator might be able to serve 32 years. So, you know, in this body, we always have the option of kind of standing up, pulling a book out of our drawer and starting to read it. But I, because we had a couple of standing division votes that I lost by pretty wide margins, I decided to let the will of the body go forward and stand down on this one. But again, I'm not necessarily specifically criticizing the author of this resolution. It's been done before of pairing something that the public really likes with something that they might be a little less likely to adopt by itself. But you know, again, I decided to stand down on it. I still am not a supporter.
I know that there were attempts when I was in the House. I don't remember it was during the period where you were in the House as well, to do essentially the same thing on term limits. And I don't remember that it ever came to a vote, because I think there was such an outcry from the voters to the representative who was sponsoring the bill that he did not push the bill any further because they were basically saying, don't mess with what we did in the 8-8. And I'm not opposed to the idea of 16 either way. I do think it needs to go to the voters. This will go to the voters.
Right, right.
I'm not opposed to the lobbyist gift ban.
I'm very much supportive of that.
Yeah, I don't know that that changes anything here, but I'm not opposed to it.
Yeah.
But I do have concerns that they're both on the same ballot, and I think that they would be much better presented if they were presented separately. And so I'm going to be a no when we do get to third read. I was a no on perfection, but of course that's not a roll call vote.
Right.
But that's the reason, is because I don't think this is, and that's not the only reason, frankly, Senator. I'm also somewhat concerned because we can't violate ex post facto. We can't refuse to grandfather. I mean, or we can't grandfather in. So we're in a situation where you're right. There are some of us here. I could identify the senator from Barrie, the senator from I don't remember everyone that came in with the class that I came in.
Yeah.
But we would get 32 years.
Yeah, that's right. I guess in my case it'd be I don't know when we'd start counting. You know,
I'm assuming it would go on the November ballot,
so it'd be after that.
So who are being termed out now, it would probably not be enacted until this year. They would probably not be able to run. It's too late for file.
In my case, it would be a minimum of 22 years for me, depending on.
But they can't file. But it would be enacted before my term was up.
Right.
So I would be able to file for another 4 years. As if I'd never served in the House or the Senate.
That is correct.
And that would, I don't know that that's what the voters intend. I'm not sure the voters want us to be here for 32 years.
No.
I feel like that's exactly the point of term limits.
Clearly, I believe it was 68% of voters voted in favor of term limits when it was on the ballot before.
I don't remember the number.
I think that was the number. I was looking at it the other day during the perfection debate. I think it is problematic. I have carried lobbyist gift bans, ban bills before. I do understand the argument that someone can give us, you know, under present laws, $2,600 campaign contributions, but they can't give us a cup of coffee. I understand that rule or that argument. I do still favor lobbyist gift bans. And I favor term limits. And I think that's where the voters, certainly when I've spoken to and polled voters in my district, that's where they seem to be. So I don't like the idea of presenting the voters with as the senator from the 34th said, a Hobson's choice of, if you want to ban lobbyist gifts, you have to give us 32 years in the legislature.
I don't know that will be understood by the voters. I don't think it'll be part of the ballot language.
Well, I think it will be. The 32 years probably won't be part of the ballot language. What it'll be is the first part of it will be very easy to understand. Do you want to ban lobbyist gifts? And the second part will say, and it will describe this very somewhat complicated splitting, 16 years between two houses and blah, blah, blah. I don't think most voters will really, unless they do extensive reading about the initiative ahead of time, will really understand the ramifications of their vote. And that's the problem. I think they'll just see the banning lobbyist gifts and say, I'm for that, and
right.
put yes.
Right.
And I think we've all been in that situation. There's maybe a local bond issue we don't exactly understand, and, you know, with, you know. Well, yeah, I know they need to build a new school, so yes. I mean, so most voters don't go in having done weeks of extensive research about a bill before they... And you place them in a conflicted situation. You put them in a situation where 85% of them favor the one aspect and about 70% favor the other. Well, you know, why... If we believe in the democratic process, we believe in submitting things to the voters, why not submit those separately and let each issue stand or fall on its own merits?
And I think you're right. And I don't know that my perspective on term limits hasn't changed. I remember there was a time I was a big supporter of term limits. For the last few years, I've been primarily opposed to term limits because of some of the secondary effects that I think that they create.
I think we all understand those secondary effects.
I recently heard a presentation by U.S. term limits that has moved me back soft in the other direction again because of some of the things that our founders said and because of the power of the incumbency. You know, it is difficult to unseat a sitting
right.
legislator.
Right.
And most of the people that voted for term limits, I think that was their concern, is that
right.
when that is that power of the incumbency, and we're renewing that
right.
with this. If in fact the voters would pass this, then we're renewing that power of the incumbency and extend it to 32
yeah.
years for some, and you know, 4 years less for others, depending on when they came into the legislature. But I just don't see that as being consistent with what the voters wanted. The one positive thing that I've always claimed about term limits is that I know when I'm finished.
Well, that's
and,
true.
And I'm not happy that if this passes, that would no longer be true.
Right, right. Well, you know, and I forget which of the writings of our founders it was to be found in. I know it was quoted by Mark Levin in his book, Liberty Amendments. He quoted one of the founders because the founders actually did talk a little bit about term limits
did,
in the Constitutional
yeah.
Convention. And at the end of the day, at least this particular founder, write that it was really viewed as inconceivable that anyone would want to be a congressman for more than maybe two or three terms. So why, you know, you really don't need term limits.
Right.
Well, boy, has that changed.
You didn't become wealthy as a congressman back then either.
Well, that's true, too.
You had to just about had to be wealthy in order to afford to be
yes.
a congressman.
And you had to spend a lot of time on horseback or
carriage ride. A lot of that has changed. But some of the quotes from our founders that I had never seen before,
right.
which expressly supported the fact that regardless, you know, I've held the position, well, elections are term limits. You know,
right.
that's the term limits.
Yeah.
It's our problem as voters if we're not voting out the people that we don't support.
Right.
But even our founders were saying that's not enough. There also needs to be certain limits on how long you can serve, even if the voters are willing to send you back.
Yeah, the power
and
of the
that's made me kind of reconsider some of that.
The power of the incumbency is huge. I think
yeah.
it's even bigger in Congress than it is here.
I think
for a state representative Senate seat, it is possible to run a grassroots, you know, small donor-funded campaign and unseat an incumbent. It's difficult at the congressional level where, you know, campaigns can cost millions of dollars. It's even more difficult. So, but again, we did have a couple of votes on this. I mean, it seems to be the will of
right.
the body is not
right.
where,
and it's
not
my intention to filibuster the senator from the seventh bill. It's not my intention to filibuster the bill. I'm not up to do that, Senator, so I'm not asking you to help.
No, I'm not, mine neither.
I had talked with the senator and told him that I missed the opportunity to speak on perfection, and I was going to be up and talk a little bit about on third read, because I would love to see the vote voted down. I mean, I would love to see this fail because I don't think it's a good idea the way it's structured. I would support both of these separately, but I can't
support
them
together. You know, I would too. I mean, at least I would, submitting the idea of splitting up the terms in various ways. And
I would have some reservations about
that. And I'm not sure I agree with the equal protection or 14th Amendment argument that you have to reset the clock for existing legislators. I'm not sure I agree with that. But the idea of some flexibility as to how one's years in the legislature are split, I think that's probably a good thing, because many times I think people have to jump out of the House prematurely because, gosh, it's now or never on the Senate seat. And
absolutely.
I think we lose some good House members on that. So
there are arguments to support that, and I don't disagree. I wish that I had worked harder personally to try to find out if there was a way to come up with a process where those of us who would be most affected by this, who could ultimately be have 32 years,
right.
we could somehow interrupt that so that wasn't the case. But I confess I haven't done the work to see if there is a way to avoid that. It doesn't really sound like there is based on the debate that we've had on the floor. But I appreciate you taking my inquiry, Senator. I'll be a no on this, and I've tried to express why and as persuasive a way as I can. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on Senate Joint Resolution 27? Does any other senator desire to be heard on Senate Joint Resolution 27? Hearing none, Senator from the 7th, you recognize close.
Thank you, Mr. President. This does two things. It decreases the influence of lobbyists, and it increases the knowledge of legislators, and that will equal the better public policy in the state of Missouri, and I ask for a yes vote, and I renew my motion.
The Senator from the 7th renews his motion that Senate Joint Resolution 27 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 27, a joint resolution relating to members of the General Assembly. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Sirpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Higeman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Leibla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schauf, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan,
Senator from Phelps.
But you changed my aye to a no.
Senator from Phelps, your vote will be changed from an aye to a no. Senator from Barton. Madam Secretary, please call the absentees.
Senator Riddle.
Senator from Buchanan, what purpose do you rise?
Would you change my no to an aye, please?
Your vote will be changed from a no to a aye. By your vote of 20 ayes, 12 noes, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the tiling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from the 24th, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. To inquire of the Senator from the 7th.
Senator from the 7th, you yield to inquire from the Senator from the 24th.
I do.
Senator from the 24th, you may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Senator.
Are we on a bill, or are we just in between?
We're in between.
Okay.
We're in between.
Okay.
So I just wanted to...
First of all, let me thank the body. Thank you.
Yeah. Congratulations on the passage of your legislation. I don't know that it's perfect, but there are two pieces that I
support in general. I wanted to talk to you for a moment. I haven't done this for a few days, and this is an important day on so many levels. And I wanted to talk about, with things going on around here in the Capitol and a lot of distractions and important distractions to the people of the state of Missouri, I wanted to talk for a moment about gun violence in the state. Okay. And I wanted to talk about specifically gun violence that has impacted children in this past year, in 2018. And I'm going to talk about just by district in the month of January of this year, children who were killed or injured because of gun violence. And I'm just going to name the districts in the month of January that have known the pain of someone dying or being seriously injured, a child, because we as a body have not done anything to legislate sensible gun laws to help take care of the children and the families in our state who don't deserve to die by gun violence. So in January of this year, in the district of the senator from the 11th, the 25th senatorial district, the 13th, the 5th, the 20th, the 9th, and the 8th, a child has been killed or injured in January in each of those districts due to gun violence. I just want to make sure that the body is aware and that the body doesn't lose sight of the fact that the only gun bill I think that we have voted on in this chamber for background checks was defeated along party lines. I think it's time we paid attention to the youth of our state and our nation and to the people who are saying to us, let's be reasonable and sensible, and instead of the ever expansion of access to guns by anyone and everyone, we need to be looking at ways to make sure guns are safely kept and put away, and that users are people who should have access to guns, not just anyone who does. So thank you for letting me inquire of you for that. I don't want the loss of life to be forgotten as we move forward with other events that will be happening today.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Chairman, the 14th, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I think I would like to inquire of the Senator from Cole. Yes.
Senator from Cole, do you yield to inquire from the Senator for the 14th?
I do.
Senator from the 14th, you may proceed.
Thank you. Senator, the only reason, and I guess we can talk about this later, but the only reason why I'm inquiring of you and not the Senator from Callaway is because I don't see her. But last night I went home, and my cousin and I had a conversation because I was talking about reparations yesterday. And so I don't know if you know this or not, but my family heritage comes from Callaway County.
I heard you say that yesterday, but I think I've actually heard you say that in a couple different
They were slaves. And so anyway, I actually keep the census, the piece of paper in my desk in my office in front of me, and I also have a copy of my car. Don't ask me why, but I do. But in any case, so last night I went home and I was telling my cousin about what I was saying on the Senate floor yesterday. And so he goes in depth about how many African Americans were in Callaway County at a certain point in time. And what he ended up saying is like 49% of Callaway County was African American. It is the county that had the largest number of slaves throughout the entire state of Missouri. As you know, back in the day, instead of having highways, we had our rivers, like the Missouri River, and that's one of the reasons. But in your district was part of the Underground Railroad, and I'm pretty sure you know about that. There are buildings that are right here in Jefferson City that provided safe housing for slaves that were escaping from being confined in slavery. But I had no clue. I didn't even think about that, the number of slaves or the number of African Americans after the abolition of slavery that were living in Callaway County.
Senator from Callaway can correct me on this when she comes back, but the Callaway County Historical Society, which when I had Callaway County, I was a member of, I believe has that statistic. And you're right, because of the river and the transportation of those folks, the
Underground Railroad on the opposite side of the river was a natural place for them to be able to get away before they went north into Callaway County.
Yeah, I have in our family what we did, because we can't find the 1880 census, the 1890s census, because there was a fire apparently. So we have the 1870 census and the 1900 census. And as I was talking yesterday, like literally my grandmother, which I was not named after, but we share the same first name, was a slave in Fulton. And then moved to Boone County later on, where my family had property in Boone County and actually opened up a grocery store back in the day. And so I just, this is one of those days where I just, I'm thinking about the beautiful history. And this is another thing that I talked about. And I'm sorry I'm picking you, but the senator from Callaway isn't here. When I was sworn into the Senate, I was 35 years old when my fourth great grandmother was counted as a free person. She was 35 years old, and she was right across from this river that.
What year would that have been?
What, for me or her?
For her.
It was the 1870 census. It was the 1870 census. She was 35 years old, and she had two children, and both those children ended up going, after Boone County, ended up going to St. Louis. Some of our other relatives ended up going to Kansas City. But that's why I like to talk about my history, because a lot of people don't think that we have the same type of attachment as other people, even knowing that back in the day, many of the individuals who came from Virginia and other places, they were coming to Missouri so that they could have their own land and do what they may live on their own land. And that's what we're living with today. So it's an honor and a privilege to live when I'm in session in Callaway County, specifically in the area in which my own family lived,
right,
pre and post slavery.
Good connection. Thank you for pointing that out.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
The Senator from the first, what purpose do you rise?
May I inquire the Senator from the seventh?
Senator from the seventh, you yield to inquire from the Senator from the first.
I do.
Senator from the first, you may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator, I'll keep this quick. I unfortunately was not able to be in here for the debate on your SJR. We had the Leadership St. Louis class come through, and we had them in the lounge, so I was busy visiting with them, unfortunately. I did want to speak for a moment about your SJR, and you and I have had this conversation before. The first bill I have filed, I think pretty much every year I've been up here, has been a lobbyist gift ban, and your SJR included that, correct?
Yes, it did.
Yeah, and I very strongly support that, and would have grave difficulty voting against a lobbyist gift ban under any set of circumstances, no matter what it's attached to. In the case of your SJR, it was attached to other language that I wasn't in support of, and that was the term limit changes. And we talked about this on the floor. I know we talked about setting everything back to zero for folks and allowing 16 years in either chamber or combination between the chambers. I voted against that legislation previously. I would have voted against this if it didn't include a lobbyist gift ban as well. Senator from the 5th actually had a resolution on that in the House in 2012 that I voted no on, which was just the term limit question. So I just, for posterity and for the record, I want to make it very clear that I oppose that aspect of your SJR, but didn't feel that I could vote against a lobbyist gift ban.
Well, it's... You know, it's a balance, and like I said in my comments, we're decreasing lobbyist influence and increasing knowledge of legislators, and this is the first time that we've gotten a lobbyist gift ban out of the Senate.
Yeah.
Very first time.
Yeah, well done, sir.
So I think that while the balance, one side of the equation can look at the balance one way, the other side of the equation can look at the balance the other way,
yeah.
And the fact that it is balanced is one of the reasons why we were able to move it to the House, and hopefully they'll pick it up and pass it.
Well, I agree with what your SJR did on lobbyist gift bans. I disagree with what it did on term limits, but that's all I would have said if this were the third read debate right now. I just didn't have the chance to say it then, so I wanted to make sure I said it.
I understand.
Senator, thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senate Bill 687, Senator from Barry.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 687 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
The Senator from Barry has moved that Senate Bill number 687 be taken up for third reading and final passage. Meaning the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
The one aye has it. Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Barry.
I now move that Senate Bill 687 be third read and finally passed. Mr. President,
the Senator from Berry has moved that Senate Bill number 687 be read a third time and put upon its final passage. Senator, do you care to explain your bill?
This bill has to do with using professional development funds for school transportation. And with that, I'll renew my motion.
Does any senator desire to be heard on Senate Bill 687? Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none. Senator from Berry, you're recognized. Close.
I close.
The Senator from Berry renews his motion that Senate Bill number 687 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 687, an act relating to the allocation of monies to school district professional development committees. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Searpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Leibla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator Mandrew. Senator Mandrew votes aye. Senator from Callaway. As an aye. Senator from the 23rd. Senator 23rd votes aye. By your vote of 31 ayes and 2 noes, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate Bill 582, Senator from the 13th.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill 582 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
The Senator from the 13th has moved that Senate Bill number 582 be taken up for third reading and final passage. Is many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the 13th.
I now move that Senate Bill 582 be third read and finally passed.
The Senator from the 13th moves that Senate Bill number 582 be read a third time and put upon its final passage. Senator, do you care to explain your bill?
I do, Mr. President. Mr. President, this is the personal information data breach bill for K-12 education. Be happy to take any questions.
Does any senator desire to be heard? Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from the 13th, you're recognized. Close.
Mr. President, I renew my motion.
The Senator from the 13th renews her motion that Senate Bill number 582 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 582, an act relating to personal information data of students. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Searpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Leibla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup. Sifton. Wallingford. Walsh. Wasson. Whelan.
Chairman the 23rd. Chairman 23rd votes aye. By your vote of 33 ayes and zero noes, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from Cole, Senate Bill 891.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 891 be brought from the calendar for third reading and final passage.
The Senator from Cole has moved that Senate Bill number 891 be taken up for third reading and final passage. Many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Bill number 891 be read for a third time and finally passed.
The Senator from Cole has moved that Senate Bill number 891 be read a third time and put upon its final passage. Senator, do you care to explain your bill?
Yes, Mr. President. Thank you. For the benefit of the body, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. It would designate the second Saturday in October as the beginning of Buy Missouri Week, and it's just meant to establish a time that we hope Missourians, as they shop and decide on products across our state, not only that week but all year long, consider products that were made in Missouri.
Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 14th, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I would like to inquire of the senator from Cole.
Senator from Cole, do you yield to inquiry from the Senator from the 14th?
I do.
Senator from the 14th, you may proceed.
Thank you. Senator, I really, really do support your I'm mad at you for stuff, but you know I support your legislation wholeheartedly.
Thank you.
And it's really, 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 really important. One of the things that I discovered when I worked for the former lieutenant governor is that we have all types of businesses in the state of Missouri that are trying to sell their goods throughout the world, literally. And I think we should do absolutely everything we can possible to promote the goodness that comes from our state. And so that's why I am standing up, speaking on behalf of your bill, because I really, really believe in it. And as I told you years ago when I worked for one of the former lieutenant governors, I wanted to know, like, every single time a person goes to the grocery store, whether or not that steak that I'm buying is produced in Missouri. And we still don't have that today. And when we do have the opportunity to have our own products, they're so good. And people should know about those things that we have in our state. And we've not gotten to that place yet, but I do believe that the legislation that you have today helps us to get to that point where we appreciate the goods that people either manufacture or produce or whatever, so that we have an appreciation for what we do on our own as Missourians.
Well, thank you, Senator. That it is, you travel around the state, you have, I have, it's amazing to me stuff that you find that you had no idea was manufactured, produced here in Missouri. And you're right, lots of those companies send things not only out of our state, but export to other countries. So it's great to just try to help, you know, us build some awareness to what those products
Absolutely.
Are.
Absolutely. I support you wholeheartedly.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Is any other senator desire to be heard? Is any other senator desire to be heard? Hearing none. Senator from Cole, you recognize closed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
The Senator from Cole renews his motion that Senate Bill number 891 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 891, an act relating to Buy Missouri Week. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Searpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Libela, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz.
Aye.
Shoup.
Aye.
Sifton.
Aye.
Wallingford.
Aye.
Walsh.
Aye.
Wasson.
Aye.
Whelan.
Senator from the 8th. Senator from the 8th votes aye. Senator from the 23rd. Senator from the 23rd votes aye. By your vote of 32 ayes and zero noes, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 843, Senator from Callaway.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill number 843 be taken up for third and final passage.
The Senator from Callaway moves that Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 843 be taken up for third reading and final passage. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Callaway.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Bill number 843 be third read and finally passed.
The Senator from Callaway moves that Senate Bill number 843 be read a third time and put upon its final passage. Senator, do you care to explain your bill?
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 843 makes several changes to boards and commissions based on recommendations by the task force on boards and commissions that convened last year. This bill encompasses just a small part of that report generated by the task force on boards and commissions. Also, in addition, this bill includes changes to the Ethics Commission via an amendment put on from the senator from Green. With that, I'm happy to answer questions.
Does any senator desire to be heard? Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from Callaway. You are recognized to close. I might remind the body there is an emergency clause on this bill. There is an emergency clause. Senator Callaway, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.
The Senator Callaway renews her motion that Senate Bill number 843 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 843, an act relating... Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill number 843, an act relating to the existence of certain state boards and commissions with an emergency clause for certain sections. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Searpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton,
aye.
Wallingford,
aye.
Walsh, Wasson,
aye.
Whelan.
Aye.
Senator from the 13th. What's he say? Senator from Butler. Madam Secretary, please call the absentees.
Senators Curls, Schoff,
By your vote of 30 ayes and 2 noes, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Senator from Callaway, you are now recognized for the emergency clause.
Thank you, Mr. Senator. I move for the adoption of the emergency clause.
Mr. President. Madam Secretary, please call the roll on the emergency clause.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Searpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Leibla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from the ninth. Senator from the ninth votes aye. Senator from the eighth. Senator from the eighth votes aye. Senator from the 23rd. Senator from the 23rd votes aye. Senator from the 24th. Senator from the 24th votes aye. Senator from Andrews. Senator from Andrew votes aye. By your vote of 31 ayes and 1 no, the emergency clause is adopted. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 1050. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. And I now move that Senate Bill 1050 be brought before the body for third read and final passage.
The Senator from Franklin moves that Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 1050 be taken up for third reading and final passage. Meaning the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Bill 1050 be read a third time and finally passed.
The Senator from Franklin moves that Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 1050 be read a third time and put upon its final passage. Senator, do you care to explain your bill?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. This is the transportation bill that we discussed at length here on the floor. Has multiple renamings in this and some legislation that has all passed through committee and other parts of this body. And so with that, I'll answer any questions.
Does any senator desire to be heard? Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from Franklin, you're recognized. Close.
I close.
The Senator from Franklin renews his motion that Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 1050 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 1050, an act relating to transportation with existing penalty provisions and an emergency clause for a certain section. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Searpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Leibla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton.
Aye.
Wallingford.
Aye.
Walsh.
Aye.
Wasson.
Aye.
Whelan.
Aye.
Senator from the 9th. Senator from the 9th votes aye. Senator from the 14th.
Yes.
Senator from the 14th votes no. Senator from the 23rd.
Aye.
Senator from the 23rd votes aye. Senator from Barton. Senator from Barton votes aye. Senators, I might remind you there is an emergency clause on this bill. By your vote of 28 ayes and 3 noes, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Senator, you are now recognized for the emergency clause.
Mr. President, I move for the adoption of the emergency clause.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll on the emergency clause.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Searpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
By your vote of 29 ayes and 2 noes, the emergency clause is adopted. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from the 14th.
I would like to inquire of the Senator from Green.
Senator from Green, do you yield to inquire from the Senator from the 14th?
Certainly.
Senator from the 14th, you may proceed.
So, Senator, I don't know if you've heard, but I've been up literally since 12 o'clock this morning, and I've had a multitude of conversations with people all over the country, literally. And so one of the individuals that I had a conversation with was on the ground in Ferguson. I didn't know him prior to the Ferguson uprising whatsoever, but we learned who we both were. We went through the experience with one another. And so he is a different type of person that I usually would reach out to when I'm out and about within the community. He is what you would call an underground rapper, right? So those are not usually the individuals who are always voting. But in any case, I was talking to him this morning. He is actually a fellow at Harvard now. So all of the work, all of the experiences that he went through in Ferguson landed him at Harvard. And so he takes time, you know, if you understand a rapper's life, like the end of the day is at 5 a.m. And so that's not usual. I usually wake up around 4 or 5 a.m., but he and I talk. And we did so this morning. And it was just really intriguing because you never, ever know who the people are going to be in your time of darkness. And when I was listening to him, I look at a lot of what he writes on social media. Mm-hmm. Last year, he finished a book. He wrote a book. He happens to be one of the most inspiring young men that I've ever met. And I told him through his words, he actually explains a lot of the things that I feel inside, but I don't talk about. And so this morning when we're going back and forth, because he's always at this point checking in on me to see how I'm doing and how I'm feeling, we have this exchange. And I told him, he was like, well, anytime you want to talk to me, you just call me. And I said, well, the same goes for you. Because even though we come from two different worlds, we've had some of the same experiences, sure, but two different worlds, we're able to come together and help each other out in our time of need. And so I just wanted to share that with you. Literally, I don't know what it was about as of 12 o'clock this morning. I have no clue why I woke up at 12 o'clock this morning and I'm talking to people all over the country, including this young man. But at the end of the day, I think what is really relevant is, you know, when we go through trials and tribulations and we have a lot of things that are against us, there are people who come our way that we have never expected before to give us courage and to give us strength so that we can continue on. And I told him, I said, I brag about you all the time, because for someone who, you know, came from the streets, who is an underground, you know, rapper who's with, if you look at his Instagram, he's like with all the mainstream rappers all the time. And I actually know this guy, right? And he takes pictures with these people. And so I always say, I'm watching you, because that was part of my role in Ferguson after a certain point, is always to make sure that everybody was feeling secure, okay, and not in a place of darkness. And so it was just really, really nice to talk to this young man. His rap name is Tef Poe. You know, he is an interesting character, but he's at Harvard now. And it's because of his experiences and his endurance that has allowed him to get to the place where he is today. And he has a book. You know, how inspiring is that? Someone who came from not a lot, from a lot of despair, and is in a place where now they're teaching other people at Harvard about the livelihood or the lives that people like myself and the people that I represent are going through. How awesome is that? And I just, pretty cool. I just wanted to talk about that today, because it just, bless you, Senator. The senator never says the same when I sneeze, because sometimes I sneeze. But I...
Three senators standing. Senator from Dallas, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. My apologies to my fellow senators. I would like unanimous consent to introduce special guests.
Hearing no objection, Senator, you may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the upper gallery, straight ahead of you, we have some high school sophomores from Cole Camp, Missouri, and I'd like the body to please make them feel welcome.
Would the guests of the senator from Dallas please rise and be recognized by the Missouri Senate Chamber? Senator from the 14th, you may proceed.
And so this is a good lesson for the students who are here today. You know, it should not bother you that there are people who look, act, who are from different places, who may not be like you, but having that opportunity to get to know people who are different, who live differently, who have different philosophies is really important. And so I got a kick out of having a conversation with Tuff Poe at 5 o'clock in the morning because really, he doesn't have to do that.
I'm glad you shared that with me. That had to be a neat experience. You know, one of the things I've learned over the years is I think we help ourselves the most when we're helping other people.
Yes.
That's certainly been my experience, and goodness knows I need a lot of help. But it's always better to kind of get our eyes off of ourselves and onto somebody else, and that has really helped me over the years. And you never know when you're going to be somebody's... I told my girls I liken life to being like in a car, you know. Every car has a blind spot, and you need those side mirrors, and you need people to be around you and be able to listen to them when they're telling you what you don't want to hear. But you never know when you're going to get to be somebody's side mirror.
Yes.
And to help them out, keep them out of the ditch.
So. The way that I would explain what you just said is, and it goes back to the first time I ever ran for office, is waking up and proving why you are worthy of holding the seat.
Yeah.
And so that is what I wake up with every single day, no matter if there are 100 people behind me or 1,000 people or only one person behind me. Our duty, our obligation as elected officials are standing up for what is right, even when it's unpopular and even when it hurts. And so I'm proud to be among those people, and I consider you as one of those folks who has maintained their integrity throughout their service.
Well, thank you, Senator. I appreciate that, and I was likening my life to a car, I'd need a lot more than a couple side mirrors. So I've had a lot of help over the years, but thank you for that. And I appreciate you sharing that, and I'm very proud to call you my colleague and my friend.
Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Mr. President.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, Senator will go to the order of business of announcements.
Order of business of announcements. Senator from Phelps, I'll raise your eyes.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, your Committee on Appropriations will meet at 5:30 in SCR 2. We'll try to get through the first run. Thank you.
Announcements. Senator from the 13th, I'll raise your eyes.
Announcement. Mr. President, my caucus will meet 30 minutes upon adjournment. Thank you.
For the announcements, Senator for Andrew, I'll raise your eyes.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, the Majority Caucus will meet 30 minutes upon adjournment.
Further announcements, Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety is planning on meeting tomorrow at 8:15 a.m.
Senator from the 1st, are you seeking? No. Okay. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. The doorman training for all the doormen on the riverside of the Senate will begin promptly at 4 o'clock and should be over by 11 p.m. tonight. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator, further announcements? Seeing none, Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming for the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
The Senator from Cole moves that the Senate stand adjourned under the rules. All in favor say aye. Opposed say no. The ayes have. We are adjourned.